The collapse of a footbridge across the Vltava River, which left four injured on Saturday, has raised concerns regarding the state of the city's other bridges. Prague City Hall has now said it may close some of them for safety reasons. Daniela Lasarova reports.
The collapse of the Troia footbridge clearly came as a shock both to Prague Mayor Adriana Konacheva and the head of the maintenance team monitoring the state of the bridge. Although City Hall was aware that the 30-year-old bridge was not in good condition and would need to be replaced in time, an expertise conducted just 3 weeks ago held no warning that it presented a public hazard. The head of maintenance, Václav Vízdal, said that although the bridge was checked twice a year and electronically monitored, there had been no warning of its approaching collapse.
We had no indications whatsoever, either from the 24-hour monitoring system or the last tests conducted, that the bridge presented a danger to public safety. I have never witnessed anything like this in my life.
The bridge was electronically monitored 24 hours a day since 2013, sending signals to base every 2 minutes regarding its current burden and structure deflection. At 1:16 minutes p.m. on Saturday, the parameters appeared normal, after which the report ceased. The footbridge was made of concrete and held by steel cables. Reportedly, some of the cables were damaged, but experts say this should not have presented an acute danger. Vízdal maintains that something happened, which experts have so far been unable to identify. What exactly happened is under investigation, and in the meantime, the focus is on the city's 30 or so other bridges. Prague City Hall Councillor for Transport Petr Dolínek said a thorough revision of all the city's bridges and footbridges was now underway.
We first ordered inspections of bridges with a similar construction, and after that we will undertake a thorough revision of the rest.
According to experts, a fifth of the city's bridges are in need of repair, and Prague City Hall is considering closing several of them and speeding up maintenance. The Radokin footbridge may be closed to the public, and trams may be banned from Hlavkov Bridge, which is also reported to be in poor condition. A question mark hangs over the bridge in Prague's Liben district, which is badly in need of maintenance, but City Hall says it cannot make a move before the Culture Ministry decides whether the Liben Bridge should have the status of a cultural monument. Councillor Dolínek says decisions need to be made fast, but he rejects speculation that Prague City Hall had underestimated or neglected maintenance of Prague's bridges. At a press briefing in Prague on Sunday, he said that between 2014 and 2017, the city had spent 1.2 billion crowns on maintenance work on the city's bridges. Meanwhile, the condition of two of the four people injured in the accident remains very serious. A 60-year-old man is in an induced coma, and a woman of the same age is in intensive care with multiple injuries.